The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers at KRLA870.com. That's newsmakers at KRLA870.com. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
He runs EllisInsight.com. Jim Ellis is joining us to talk all things politics. And Jim, it has been a couple months since we talked, hasn't it?
Yes, and a lot has happened. It's good to talk to you again, Larry.
I guess when we last were talking, you were along the line of if things stayed the same and the economy was good and you had a weak candidate like Joe Biden, it looked like it could be President Trump. But then who thought a pandemic would come along and that they would shut things down for a couple of months? How has that changed the landscape, and are you revising your thinking, or what do you get your crystal ball out for us and tell us what you're seeing?
Well, it definitely has revised everything. I mean, it has changed the entire election cycle, as it has in so many other aspects of American and worldwide life, actually. So I think a lot depends what happens here in the next few weeks and how we finally come out of this. And if the economy gets back on the upswing, then you know, President Trump might be in pretty good shape. Right now, I think today he would lose if the polls are anywhere near accurate, because he is behind in the battleground states, but not by much. And actually, he's ahead of his 2016 pace in almost every place. So, you know, there's two ways of looking at the situation right now. But I do think it's really too early to tell what we may see as the final pattern. And I think it really all depends on what the recovery's like from this COVID situation.
Yeah. I was reading an article somewhere that said that there were some Democrats, some people who had been advisors to Obama, who were very concerned with the timing of things, that things could be coming around and we could see a lot of growth in the third quarter, and that would be good for Trump and bad for Biden, maybe.
Yes. In fact, they were saying, it was Obama economists saying that Trump could be the beneficiary greatest economic increase in one quarter in American history, if their projections are accurate. So it stands to reason, though, that would be the case if once the economy gets opened up again, since we've had such a tremendous downturn, which also is obvious, because when businesses can't open, how can they generate a profit, or how can they function to create, you know, a good economy? So, of course, everything went downhill. And the question is, you know, where is the blame going to be associated with this COVID situation? I mean, the people that hate Trump will certainly say him. In fact, I saw a poll from Arizona yesterday that had Trump less than 2 points down, which is the best number he's had in Arizona in several weeks. And Arizona is a critical state in this election. Trump has to win that to set him up for a good run in the Great Lakes and re-election. So I really think the two tell states in this whole thing are Arizona and Wisconsin, and how they go may determine things. But it just depends on how we see things happening. Now, on that particular poll, 29% of the people said they blame Trump for the spread of the coronavirus, and almost 21% blame China. And you know, again, it's the hard polarization we see. I mean, that 29% is the clear, hardcore anti-Trump vote that is present everywhere, that will blame him for anything, no matter what.
Yeah, they're drinking the Kool-Aid and they're watching the MSNBCs and CNNs, who don't really talk about Wuhan and that lab, and who really don't show how the World Health Organization didn't get in there and get the information out early enough. And on the other side, those who watch Fox News know that President Trump shut down travel to this country, and Joe Biden thought that was xenophobic at first, until he stayed a few weeks in his basement and finally came around thinking it was actually a pretty good idea. So it's all this narrative, right, that's being carried by the various media, and who you follow is how you think.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of that, no question about it. So it really has a long way to go, I think, to play out.
And, what about Joe?
It all depends on.
Yeah, but what about Joe Biden? I mean, every time he speaks, he says something. The comment about, you know, you ain't black if you, you know, vote for this person or that. And then every time he speaks, he can't get a sentence out. Is that, are the Democrats just pretending that's not happening? Do they realize they've got a tough candidate there?
Well, they're stuck with it now. There's really no way to dislodge him now. He'll go over the minimum number of delegates he needs to win on the first ballot here this month, or the month of June. And they, you know, by law, those votes are locked in by state law on the first ballot. So once he reaches that 1,991 delegate margin, he's not there yet, but all he has to do is get 42% in the June states, and he's there.
Yeah. So, didn't it used to be, we used the term, you know, he's their Bob Dole, or he's, you know, the next person in line who deserved to get it, even if they don't have a chance? I think McCain was kind of like that as well.
Yes, he was. The Democrats usually don't do that, but apparently they've done it this time. And we'll see. I think, you know, this whole thing, the timing of this actually may have played to Trump's benefit, because to the point you just made, that Biden seems to make a mistake every time he has an appearance. If he were out campaigning this entire time since Super Tuesday, which, remember, we went into a shutdown just 2 weeks after Super Tuesday. And what would the effect have been? I mean, they would have had time to change nominees at that point.
And they would have had a lot more gaps. Yeah, you're right, more gaps.
Right.
And they would have had time. Bernie wouldn't have already dropped out. And it would be a different picture.
Right.
So this pandemic kind of forced things. There's a big question mark about, I guess, Democrats having a convention or not. Now, Republicans are talking about potentially moving theirs. What's the story there?
Well, the Democrats have already said they're going to a virtual convention, and or at least entertaining that. And they moved the convention from July 13th to the Republicans started, I believe, August 24th. So they're right before the Republicans now, a week before the Republicans. So they're still going to Milwaukee in some way, shape, or form. The Democrats are. The President Trump has been talking about possibly moving from North Carolina if Governor Roy Cooper isn't going to allow a full convention to take place.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of an interesting story, because it kind of connects on how you feel about coronavirus, because his full convention means people standing shoulder to shoulder and shouting and holding up their signs. And then you have those from the other side in the health community who say, oh, we need to stay 6 feet apart, maybe even more. We got to all wear our masks. Dangerous to do anything. There's a big debate and a big line in the sand on how you see coronavirus, isn't there?
Very much so. And remember the early predictions of this. There were supposed to be over 130 million people in the United States alone with the disease, and the death rate would have gone over 2 million. Fortunately, we're nowhere near that. How much of that is related to the precautions that were taken, and how much of it is related to them being wrong?
Yeah. And the big question is, should – okay, I get it. Should the seniors and those with the – comorbidities have, you know, been isolated, and the rest of us been able to go to work? Could they have done that, or they just didn't know?
I guess that'll be a question I think it could be answered in the future.
Yeah,
but I tend to go with some of the people, and I think the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, has hit it right on the money. And she was saying, you know, let's take care of the people that have it that are the most vulnerable, just like you said. But let's use common sense with the rest of us.
Here's an analogy I have. Yeah. It's like in the old days when you used to get caught in an airplane waiting to take off, and they pulled away from the gate. And when they first pull away from the gate, it could be 10 minutes. Then they announce it's 20 minutes. Then it's an hour. Then it's two hours. Remember how those things got out of control, and they finally realized, hey, we got to put a cap on these things. And they finally set a rule. This everybody was making it up as they went on this thing, didn't they?
Yes, it's hard to say, but fortunately, all those dire predictions were wrong, and now, for whatever reason, and now let's see how we can begin to come out of this. I mean, where I am in Virginia, we're in one of the worst states for the shutdown, even though we don't have that many cases. So I think
you're fine governor there.
Oh, he may be ranking number 50 in terms of the best governors right now.
Tell us about the, and it really has been a chance to show off these governors, your governor there and then Michigan's governor. And I guess her husband going and asking to get his boat out for the Memorial Day weekend and drops the fact that his wife is the governor. She just says it's a failed attempt at humor. I mean, come on. You don't drop that name unless you really want to get the boat out, right?
Of course.
Yeah, and of course, out here in California, Governor Newsom may face a recall effort. He's been one of these things that's been referred to, what's the term they call it? The lover of these rules that keep everybody locked up. He's finally opening things up, but the numbers out here haven't been what they were in other parts of the country.
No, they have not. So it's... you know, and we've seen some states begin to open up. Florida and Georgia are two good examples, and it looks like things are good. So, I can see, New York and that area around New York City certainly had the bulk of the cases, and Washington State for a time, but a lot of that was confined to that nursing home.
The nursing home debacle, and you've got the finger pointing. You've got New York's governor pointing his finger back at the CDC and the president for this policy. So
He's not going to point it at himself.
No, of course not. All right.
So there's just so many now unknowns in this election cycle, and how it turns out, I think, is anybody's guess. I think the thing that we need to look at right here on this day in May is that both parties do have a chance to win everything. Both have a chance to win the presidency, the Senate, and the U.S. House. Uh-huh. And, most people are not talking about, the Republicans have a chance to win the House, but they do. And the focus is on the Democrats trying to win the Senate for obvious reasons with the media bias. But, Republicans have control 53% of the chamber, and so they feel that's close enough for a flip. But if you look at the percentage of the Democrats' control of the House, it's exactly the same, 53%. So the Republicans need 19 seats to convert to take the House in November. It's possible. It's possible we could see a sweep either way. It's possible we could see all the incumbents being reelected in terms of President Trump. Republicans hold the Senate, Democrats hold the House. And it's possible for the Republicans to sweep. So it is it's very much up in the air, I think, right now.
All right. With that, it's kind of like the playoffs. We've made it in there. Everybody has a chance. We wipe it clean. We'll see what happens. And we'll be checking back with you on a regular
basis. The difference
basis.
Is, Larry, we're actually going to play the games in the election.
Oh, that's right. Whereas they don't play them in sports. At a time.
Right.
Hey, Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com. Thank you so much for being on the program. We'll have you back.
Thank you for having me again.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.